Today's daf is Gittin Daf Gimel, and we are 5 lines from the top of Daf Beis Amid Beis Uli Rabba. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Masechta, Masechta's Gittin, which begins with a halacha related to a shliach lahilacha that brought a get from the husband to the wife from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says, "Hamevi get me Medina Sayyam, tzorach sheyoymar befanai nechtav ubefanai nechtav." This shliach has to say the following magic words: "Befanai nechtav, the ksiva saget happened in my presence, ubefanai nechtav, and the edom that signed on the get signed in my presence." The obligation for the shliach to say these words is rabbinic in nature. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a shliach that brings a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael should have to do anything differently than any other shliach or any man that's divorcing his wife would have to do. However, Chazal made a takana that in the event that a man is divorcing his wife, he's doing so al yedei shliach. He's in Medina Sayyam, she's in Eretz Yisrael. The shliach that brings the get has to say these words. He has to say befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. Additionally, we saw in the Mishnah that it could be this takana is not only true for someone that's bringing a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, but if someone brings a get from a Medina to a Medina in Medina Sayyam, could be even in one Medina, mehagmunya lehagmunya. We'll see more about that in the coming daffin. But the point is, there is an idea that a man who's divorcing his wife, al yidei shliach, it's not enough that the shliach fulfill what the mishaleach sent him to do, but he would have to add the words, b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav, in order for this get to work. The question is why? And the Gemara said that there was a machloikis between Rabba and his great Talmud, Rava. Rabba said that the reason the Chachamim instituted this takana is l'fisha ein b'kiyin l'shma. The Dayanim, the Mesadrei Gittin, in Chutz La'aretz, were not baki in the halacha of l'shma. One of the dinim of a get is that a get has to be written l'shma. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah says v'kasav la sefer krisos. That word la would seem to be a little bit extra, and we learn from there la means l'shem ha'isha. So that it's not enough that the husband writes a get, but it has to be written with a certain kavana. The kavana is l'shem isha zu. And being that the dayanim in Chutz La'aretz were not baki in the law of l'shma, if a shliach was bringing a get from Medina Sayyam, we had to ascertain that the get was really written l'shma. How did we do so? By the shliach saying, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, aha. Now we know that the get was written l'shma. Now, Rashi already interrupted the program and said, I don't understand how the words b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav teach me that the get was written l'shma. Doesn't say a word about l'shma. It's like Rashi, enochinami. But after the shliach says, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, we ask him, tell me, oh, you saw the get written? You saw the get signed? Was the get written l'shma or was it not written l'shma? He's going to answer that question, and it's through the answer to the follow-up question, to him saying, b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav, we'll know the answer that the get was, in fact, written l'shma. Now, why doesn't the shliach just say the words, b'fanai nechtav l'shma, if that's really what this is all about? He says, b'fanai nechtav, which really has not that much to do with what we're trying to accomplish. Then we ask him a question and then he answers. So the Gemara is going to talk about that in the course of today's daf. But the Yisoy, the reason, according to Rabba, that there's a takana b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav is based on the fact that the Dayanim and Chutz La'aretz were not baki l'shma. Incidentally, Tosfos asks a very important kasha, and that is there are many halachos that underpin how exactly you have to prepare a get. L'shma is one of them. But there are many others as well. So, Freik Tosfos Akasha, if the Dayanim and Chutz La'aretz were not Bekiyin, then you would think that they were not Bekiyin. They weren't Bekiyin in the law of Lishma, and they weren't Bekiyin in other halachas either. So, why is it Lefisha in Bekiyin Lishma? Say better, they're not such Bekiyin in how to prepare a proper get. As a result, we need the Shliach to testify that this get was prepared properly. Say Befanai Nechtav, we'll ask a question, and then we'll get to whether or not this get was prepared properly. But why l'shma? Now, you can say l'shma is maybe just an example, but it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like l'fi she'en b'ki l'shma, that this is all about l'shma, and Tosfos kasha is why dafka l'shma. So Tosfos brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that the emes is that the dayanim and the soifrim in Chutz La'aretz really were b'kiim in the laws of Gittin, and they were bekeyin in the laws of Lishma as well. But for whatever reason, the law of Lishma was not something that they took seriously. And Tosfos Lashon is that the Jerusha of Ekasav Lo Lishma Einoi Niris Lohem Ikir Jerusha. They didn't think it was such a good Jerusha. And when Rabbi said, Ein Bekiyim Pirish Ein Choshishin, he meant to say that they didn't really care so much for this Jerusha. And it's for that reason we were worried that maybe the get wasn't prepared Lishma, hence the Takana Befanei Nechtav. So it's not so much that the Dayanim don't know. It's not so much that they're Ami Ha'aretz, but almost bemazed, this was a drasha that they didn't really care for that much. This is shades of the Kutim and the Tzedukim, not to compare, but you find this notion and this concept where there were people that knew, but there were certain areas of the Torah that for whatever reason they made leicht of. And this Halach of Lishma is an example of that, and that's why we're picking on the Halach of Lishma. Either way, that's Rabba Shita. Rabba argued, Rabba said the reason this Takana b'fanei necht b'fanei nechtam is l'fisha ein edim mitzuyon l'kaimah. Because ordinarily, if you have a shtar, and the shtar has edim that are signed on it, and then someone comes and taines that this shtar is mezuyif, it's a forged shtar. So what would you do? You would have to prove that the shtar is kosher. The way you prove that the shtar is kosher is through kiyum shtaris. You validate the Edim, and by validating the Edim, you now know that the Shtar is kosher. How do you validate Edim? Either the Edim themselves walk into Bezdin, they testify that this is our Chasima, or there was a database that Bezdin used to have where we already knew, based on previous Kiyum Shtaris, whether these signatures are legit signatures, or two Edim would walk into Bezdin and they would testify that those signatures are real signatures. Regardless, there's a parish in the Torah called Kiyum Shtaris, which is something that's very necessary in the event that there's a question regarding the validity of a shtar, specifically the signatures on the shtar. So Chazal were worried, what would happen if a shliach brought a get from Medina Sayyam, and now the husband shows up one day, and the husband tain is mezuyif. He says that these signatures are not real signatures. So ordinarily, kiyum shtaris. But here you don't have the option to do a kiyum shtaris. Why? Because the edim are in Medina Sayyam. They're far away. You're in Eretz Yisrael. They're on the other side of the world. So how exactly are you going to do the kiyum shtaris? So to preempt a situation like this, Chazal made a takana, let the shliach say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. When the shliach says that, the shliach is thereby being mekayim the shtar, so that if the husband's going to come later and he's going to be ma'ir on the shtar, he won't have the ability to do it. So according to Rabba, it's based on concern that maybe the get wasn't prepared l'shma. According to Rava, it's a little more preemptive about what could be will happen in the future. And therefore, we want the shliach to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. We want him to be mekayim the shtar. The Gemara said may b'nayu. Gemara gave three nafkaminas, and the Gemara now, really, the majority of today's daf is going to be a deep dive, a little bit of a more lumdisha discussion and analysis of the two shitas, Rabba and Rava, respectively, as it relates to this takana of b'fanai nechtav of b'fanai nechtav. Now, these next words that we're about to read, which we're going to go through very, very quickly, are words that in yeshiva take at least a month to learn. So there's literally kala toira kula al regal achas from here until the bottom of the Yamid. Additionally, the Gemara we're about to learn, there's a big shaila what the girsa is. Ready? If you look on the side of your Gemara, it's clear that there are two girsayis, and these two girsayis play themselves out in some of the big sugyas and shas. So what we'll do is we'll read the Gemara, and we'll read it first in one nusach, and then we'll read it again in another nusach. So the first nusach first, obviously. It says the Gemara, the Rabbah, the Fisha and Biki and Lishma. According to Rabbah, that says that the reason a shliach that brings a get from Medina Sayyam has to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam is because of the fact that the Medina Sayyam were not baki in the law of Lishma, l'boitre. You should have to have two Edim. Midi dehabia kol idiyah shebetayro. Just like every single time somebody walks into Bezdin and he wants to say Eidos. So you can't just walk in by yourself and say Eidos, but rather you need to have a compadre. You have to come in with somebody else, right? You need two Edim in order to validate something. Break the Gemara then. How's it possible, according to Rabba, that the shliach that's saying b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam is L'chura, being Meir, he's testifying that this get was written l'shma, shouldn't he have to come in with somebody else? An eid echad is believed to say that a get was written l'shma. L'chura, you're dealing with eidos over here. If you're dealing with eidos, you should have to have two eidim. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Eid echad, nevon b'yisurin. It's true you find that eidos requires two, but not always. So, for example, dine mominis, you need two eidim. Dine nefashos, you need two eidim. Davisha be'erva, you need two eidim. But this is a question of isser v'heter. This is a question of was the get written l'shma or not written l'shma? Oh, isser v'heter, eidecha, nemen b'yisurim. Zok Rashi, Zok Tosfos, Gittin Daf Beis, and elsewhere as well. How do you know eidecha, nemen b'yisurim? If eidecha wasn't nemen b'yisurim, then when you come home at night, your wife prepares you dinner, you would need her to bring two kosher eidim to literally testify in front of you. I want you to know, sir, that this piece of meat that you're eating is kosher. Or if a woman, for example, goes to the mikvah, she would need eidim to prove that she's no longer a neder. We don't need that. The reason is because even though we're dealing with shailas of issa v'heter, eid echad nemen b'yisurim. Sometimes you need two eidim. Sometimes an eid echad is believed. So Zokta Gemara, that for someone to testify that a get was written l'shma is a shayla of issa v'heter, and because it's a shayla of issa v'heter, the halach is that an eid echad would be believed. So Enochinami, the shliach maybe get mebdidat sayam is being made. He's being made that the get was written l'shma, and he's only an eid echad, but it's a question of issa v'heter. Eid echad nemen b'yisurim. The Gemara asks a kash. Again, we're going to read this next Gemara in two versions. Eimad amir eid echad nemen b'yisurim. Says the Gemara, when is it true that eid echad is nemen b'yisurim? That's if you have a piece of meat, and I don't know if this piece of meat is chalev, I don't know if this piece of meat is shuman. So there are fats of kosher animals that are kosher, and there are fats of kosher animals that are not kosher. The kosher fats are what we know as shuman, the non-kosher fats are what we know as chalev. So if you would have a piece of meat in front of you, and you don't know, is it chalev or is it shuman? Over there, the halacha would be that eid echad is nemen b'yisurim. If an eid echad would walk in, your wife, whoever it is, and say, this meat, I'm telling you, I went to the butcher, this is kosher, the eid echad is believed. Why? The lo yischazek yisura. It's because this piece of meat that we have in front of us, that you're not sure of whether it's kosher or not kosher, was never becheskas iser. It's not like, I know this piece of meat wasn't kosher, I used to always not buy this piece of meat. Now an eid echad is telling me that even though you thought, based on its chazaka, that it was not kosher, the emes is that it really is kosher. That's not what's happening. We're dealing with a piece of meat that's lo yischazek yisura, that has no history. And as a result, over there, eid echad is believed. Aval hocha, this chazak yisura, the eishnes ish. But over here, this woman does have a chazaka. What's her chazaka? She's becheskes eishnes ish. As far as we know, she's a married woman. There's a get now that's suggesting that she's not an eishnes ish anymore. The get's only going to be kosher if it was written l'shma. The eid echad is the one that's saying that it was written l'shma. So an eid echad that's saying that a get was written l'shma is going kineged a chazaka. And being that he's going kineged a chazaka, there's no halach of eid echad namen bisur. So zok to Gemara, you're telling me the eid echad is believed to say b'fanei nechad, which is really eidos that this get was written l'shma. Even though usually you need to wait because eid echad namen bisurim. Zok to Gemara, eima don't mean when. We say eidach nemen b'yisurim. That's if there's no chazaka. Lo, it's chazak yisuro. But over here, this woman has a chazaka. She's becheskes eishes ish, which means the eidachot is going kineged a chazaka. Eidachot is not nemon kineged a chazaka. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara says another kasha. Ve'havi dove sheba'erva. Additionally, this situation is not even a situation of eidachot nemen b'yisurim. It's not even a situation of issa v'heter, because really, what is this? This is a question of davar shebe'erva. Right, we're trying to figure out, is this woman married or is she not married? If this is not davar shebe'erva, what is davar shebe'erva? L'chura ein l'cha davar shebe'erva g'day l'misu. Of course, this is a question of davar shebe'erva. And if it's davar shebe'erva, they ain't davar shebe'erva. Pachas Mishnah, when it comes to davar shebe'erva, for sure you need two eidim. So again, the question was that the hamevi get mebedina sayam is saying eidos, that this get was prepared properly, specifically that it was written l'shma. V'ek the Gemara, how can an eid echad, one singular eid, be believed to say that a get is a kosher get? What's shver? Two kashas. Number one, l'chura, we're dealing with a question of ischazak yisura, and being that this woman was becheskes eishes ish, even though eidachad nemen b'yisurim, but eidachad is not nemen b'yisurim kineged chazaka. And number two, l'chura, it's a question of davar shebe'erva. When it comes to davar shebe'erva, ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. So again, two kashas on the Gemara's suggestion that maybe the reason the shliach is believed alone to say that the get was written Lishma is because of Eidecha Nevin Bisurim. What are the two kashas? Number one, Eidecha Nevin Bisurim works when there's no chazaka. It doesn't work when there's a chazaka. Kasha number two, this is not a question of Issa Beheta. This is a question of Davash of Erva. And when it comes to Davash of Erva, the halach is Ein Davash of Erva Pachas Mishnai. But there's another way to learn that last Gemara. Another Girsa. I think it's Kedai to just read the Gemara's kasha again with this, the new Girsa. So again, the kasha is that why is the Eidecha believed to say that the get was prepared l'shma? The teretz is Eidecha namen b'isurim. Fake the Gemara. Eimad amrin Eidecha namen b'isurim. When do we say Eidecha namen b'isurim? That's kigoyin chaticha. That's if you have a piece of meat. Safik shal chela, safik shal shumin. We have a safik if the meat is a kosher piece of meat or not. The law is chazak isura. Where there was no chazaka. Aval hocha, this chazak isura de'esh asish. But over here, where there is a chazaka, havi dove shneba erva. As a result, we look at it as Dovah Sheba Erva. Ain't Dovah Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. And Dovah Sheba Erva, that already requires two Edom. The difference between the two Girsa is, do you say Havi Dovah Sheba Erva, or is it V'Havi Dovah Sheba Erva? Are we asking two Kashas, which is the way we explained it originally, or is really the Gemara only asking one Kasha? In the second version of the Gemara is asking one question. And the question in short is, L'chur, this is Dovah Sheba Erva. And being that it's Dovah Sheba Erva, what are you telling me? Eidecha Nemem V'Yisura. What does the Gemara mean when it said that when do we say Eidecha Nemen Bisurim? That's if there's no chazaka. But over here, there's a chazaka. The Gemara is just proving why it's a Dovah Sheba Erva. The reason it's a Dovah Sheba Erva is because there's a chazaka, because she's Becheskes Eish Hasish. Because this woman is Becheskes Eish Hasish, it's for that reason that we look at it as a Dovah Sheba Erva. But at the end of the day, the Gemara's kasha is one kasha, and that is, how could you tell me Eidecha Nemen Bisurim? L'chur, this is Dovah Sheba Erva. The Ein Dovah Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnai. So in the first nusach of the Gemara was asking two kashas. You're telling me the Eidecha is believed to say it was written l'shma, because Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. Number one, there's no Eidecha Nemen Bisurim connected chazaka. Number two, it's Dovah Sheba Erva. In the second version of the Gemara is asking one kasha. The kasha is, you're telling me that the shliach is believed as an Eidecha because Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. It's not Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. What it is Dovah Sheba Erva. The Ein Dovah Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnai. What's the nafgamina between the two gersayos in the Gemara? The nafgamina is an Eidecha Nemen Bisurim connected chazaka when it's not a Dovah Sheba Erva. Where it's not a question of Dovah Sheba Erva. It's a regular shayla of Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. And there's a chazaka. Would he be believed or not believed? According to the first girsa that we spoke out, he wouldn't be believed. That is the Gemara's first of two questions. That how you telling me Eidecha Nemen Bisurim, there's a chazaka over here. And when there's a chazaka, forget about Ein Dovah Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Just based on the chazaka alone, Eidecha is not Nemen, can I get chazaka? According to the second version of the Gemara only was talking about chazaka to build up to the fact that it's a Dovah Sheba Erva. The reason the chazaka matters, because this is Cheskes Eish Hasish, but ordinarily, a regular chazaka in Eidecha would be believed. So this is a tremendous nafgamina, lahalacha, the Shef Shmaitz is on this, Ein Kama Koymoy, but again, we went through this Gemara a little bit more slowly than we could have, for two reasons. Number one, it's Yesodi, and number two, this Shak Levatari is going to repeat itself again on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and then we'll go through it quicker. But either way, what's the kasha? Whether it's one kasha or whether it's two kashas, the kasha is the same. And that is that how is it possible that I maybe get Mevdina Sayom, because through that, he'll end up testifying that the get was written l'shma. How can an Eid Echad be believed to say that a get was written l'shma? And for it, the Gemara, I'll tell you how. Because really, Reif Bekiyin, this whole chashash of l'fisha ein Bekiyin l'shma is a chashash rochot. Because Reif, the majority of Seifrim, really were baki in the laws of l'shma. And being that they were baki in the law of l'shma, all we're worried about is a meal. And the Gemara goes even further. And even Rab Meir, who was Chayish L'miyuta, by the way, in our Chabura, Rab Meir being Chayish L'miyuta has a real Prague, Rab David Oppenheim, and Noida B'Yehuda theme. But either way, and even Rab Meir, who's Chayish L'miyuta, who, when it comes to Aruba, the lesser Kamon, says that I don't go Baser Roiv, but Stam Safri the Daini Migmer Gmiri. This is even better than Roiv, because Stam, in we usually would assume that if there's a sofer who works for the Beis Din, Mikmer Gmiri, he knows the halachas. Tosfos Lashon is two lines from the bottom. We'll do the small Tosfos. That this isn't just a roi. This is a ruba de ruba. This isn't just a mir. This is a miyuta de miyuta. And being that all this is a miyuta de miyuta, over here even Rameyer is going to be moida that the halach is that really we shouldn't be concerned about lishma. If that's the case, so then why are we even saying b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav v'rabbanon hu da'atzrich? This is all a chumra de rabbanon, because based on mishpatei atayra, the way we would ordinarily look at a situation, if a shliach brings a get from medina sayam, you would not have to be concerned that the get wasn't written lishma. They're not baki rabbeinu tam, they don't care for this halacha. Yeah, we know that there's some of those say from out there, but ruba the ruba of them are not. So this whole chashash is a chashash to rabbanon. The hach over here mishum iguna akilu barabbanon. And being that all this is a chashash to rabbanon, so the rabbanon themselves said that I'll trust in edechad. Now, why would they say trust in edechad? If usually davish of ever requires two edim, usually an edechad is not believed in makom is chazik isura. So why here would they have viewed it differently? They had a reason to view it differently because of iguna. We don't want this woman to be stuck now. All of a sudden, you have a get that we would assume is a kosher get because of a chashash, that's a miyuta de miyuta. We're going to suddenly tell this woman, I'm sorry, your husband who's on the other side of the world is not, because of that, not allowing you to get married. So therefore, mishumeguna akilu berabat. But the Gemara asks, hai kula hu chumruhu? Is this really a kula? Telling this woman that right now you are going to be able to get married, or that this get will be kosher based on the edus of the eid echad. Is that really a kula? I can argue it's a chumra. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that it's not enough to have an eid echad to say that the get was written lishma, but you really need two eidim, then leyasi ba'al ma'aru pasuli. Then if the husband would come at a later date and he would be ma'aru and he would say that the get really wasn't prepared lishma, he wouldn't have the ability to do it. Why not? Because two eidim already testified that the get was written lishma, and the husband doesn't have the koyach to go kineget to edim. But chad, if all you're going to have is an eid echad, you would think asi balu ma'aru pasale. If the husband would come later and he would be ma'aru on this get, he would be believed. So the Gemara's kasha is, why is it so pasha that it's a kula to trust an eid echad? I mean, it certainly sounds like it's a kula. An eid echad is all this woman needs in order for her to be able to get married. That's true. But if you're willing to be a roya sanoilid and think out of the box and look down the line, this kula is really asli de chumra. Because it's very possible the husband's would come at some point, be ma'arer. And by the way, she got married based on an eid echad. She has children. Then there's going to be questions about the children. Maybe they're mamzerim. She's an eishes ish that was mezana tachas baila or isha rabba. You're going to end up with major problems over here. So taina is the Gemara. Why is it so poshut that this is a kula? Mishum eguna akilu be'rabbanan. That's if it's a full-fledged, 100% without any doubt, a kula. But I'm not so sure this is even a kula. And for the Gemara, it is a kula. It is a kula. Because what's your hanach of why it wouldn't be a kula? Because if it's only an eid echad that's saying that the get was prepared properly, if the husband would come later, be ma'arer, we would trust the husband. That's not true. That's a false hanach. Being that we learned b'fnei kama noisnelo, when a shliach brings the get medina sayom, and he says b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. In front of how many people does he have to say this? Meaning, you can't just say b'fanai nechta to the woman if nobody's around. It has to be in front of people. In front of how many people? Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. It was Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina. This is one of the Chadomers. Chadomer one said b'fnei beis, v'chadomer b'fnei gimel. One said it has to be done in front of two people. You need eight. The other said it has to be done in front of three people. You have to have a bezdin. But either way, it has to be done in front of people. Being that it has to be done in front of people, me'ikara meidak dayik, we assume that this shliach isn't just going to recklessly say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Oh yeah, it was written l'shma. No worries. He's going to do his due diligence. And being that we assume that he's going to do his due diligence, we assume he did it, and therefore, v'lei asa l'ruy nafshi's not going to put himself in a compromised position. And here's the punchline. The Gemara doesn't speak out the punchline. But the punchline is that if the husband's going to come now and he's going to be married, the husband's actually not going to be believed. So this is a kula, the asa l'ide kula. This is 100% kula. So again, the question was that Hamevi get medidas sayam tzarch shiyomer b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. According to Rabbi, is to say edus to testify that this get was written l'shma. Where did he testify that it was written lishma? He didn't. We're going to ask him, was it lishma? Also, he's going to say yes. And once he says yes, we'll know the get was written lishma. Freit the Gemara. Essentially, this shliach that's saying b'fanei nechtav is an aid. He's saying aidus that the get was written lishma. If he's an aid, then how's he believed on his own? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Aid echa nema b'yisurim. Freit the Gemara, echa nema b'yisurim. Number one, That works if there's no chazaka. If there's a chazaka, say shesish. Number two, isn't this a dovish of the erva? It's a question. Is this woman married or not married? So, l'chura, in l'cha dovish b'erva g'dayla mizu, over there, you should have to have two eidim. So, Gemara says, you're right. Let's take a step back. L'oylam, it's a dovish of the erva. Eidach and Amibi Surim is not going to work in this sugya. However, the reason that Echad is believed is because this whole chashash of lishma is really a chashash rachok. Because roiv, bekiyenheim, and stam safri, the daini, Migmar Gemiri, this is all a chash rachok. Even Rav Meir's chayshul miyuta wouldn't really be chayish over here, because this is a miyuta de miyuta, and this whole concern is not really a concern. I mean that this whole concern is not really a concern, so the Rabbanon said, and Eidach would be believed. The Rabbanon wanted the takana because of the miyuta, but at the same time, they said that we're going to institute this takana, not ke'in dairaisa of how ordinary Dovish of Erev works. Here we'll do it differently. Why not? Don't the Rabbanon always do things ke'in dairaisa? No, they had a reason to do it differently. Bishul iguna akilu bei Rabbanon. Mar said, cool. I'm not so sure this is a kula, because you're going to let this woman get married and then the husband's going to be matter. No, we're not going to believe the husband. Why not? It's going to be one against one. If there's two eidim, I understand. But it's going to be one against one. No, because this eid echad's nemonis, even though he's only an eid echad, it's an underresort eid echad. Because we assume he did a real due diligence before he got involved in this. Why? Because when he walks in and he says, Bafanai Nechtav, this is a whole Kolkaira, this Pashkevillin, there's going to be a Bafanai Nechtav, taking place right now. People come, branches, right? This is a whole big deal. Oh, he makes sure that he's going to get it 100% right, and because of the fact that we assume that he for sure got it right, therefore the Rabbanan Ameko. So it's actually interesting. This idea of a Shliach being believed to say Bafanai Nechtav, if you think about it, is based on two Svaras. Mishum Iguna Kilubei Rabbanan. And it's also based on an umdana that the shliach probably did a real, real due diligence, and therefore we're going to trust him. Even if the husband would be ma'ar later, his eid echad ke'ilu would be better than the husband's eid echad. What this brings to mind is an eid echad that's believed by eidos isha. Right? We know that isha shalach b'ayla l'mdina sayam, and the husband hasn't been heard from for a long time, and she's not stuck at home, she's in aguna. If an eid echad would come and say that, I know this man died, the eid echad would be believed. And it's a sugya, of course, in Masachtas Yevamis, and this is one of the biggest sugyas in Shas, the sugya of Eidos and Isha. And when you go through the sugya, there's two very, very prominent svaras that play themselves out. Meaning, why would you believe in Eid Echad? It's a davish of Erev. Ve'ein davish of Erev, Pachas Mishnayim. And what are the two svaras? Mishum Iguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon and Daika Isha Umintzava. It's mamish what we're discussing right here. This is a svar Mishum Iguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon that you have a precedent for that we would trust in Eid Echad, and there's also a svara that we trust this woman that she's going to do a proper due diligence. We trust this shliach that he's going to get it 100% right. He's going to know for sure whether it was written lishma, so much so that the husband's not going to be neman kineged him. So this sugya of amevi get mevdina sayam shades a little bit of a ish nishalach b'ayla mevdina sayam. Again, it's another situation where you have a davish of the erva where we're believing in Eid Echad based on a svara of number one mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon and a svara of daika. Over there it's daika ishu mintzava, over here it's daika shliach, but it's really one and the same. Regardless, we just had this discussion according to Rabba. The Gemara now is going to repeat it. This discussion we'll be able to go through a little bit quicker. It's not word for word mamish, but as it relates to Rav Ashita. Now let's visit Rav. The Rav, according to Rav, that says that why is it that a shliach that brings a kavanah d'nisayom has to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? It's because we're concerned that the husband's going to be ma'arer, and if he's ma'arer, you won't have any way to do kiyum chaysamos. So essentially, what's this shliach doing? He's being mekayim the shtar. So, fake the Gemara, libayotre. Shouldn't we need to aid him? Me did the havia kiyum shtaris the alma. Kiyum shtaris always requires to aid him. So, if kiyum shtaris always requires to aid him, lechayra, shouldn't we need to aid him here as well? And for the Gemara, the same teretz. Aid echa nemen bi surim. No, this is Issa v'hetah. When do we say Eidach Nami Bisurim? That's if you have a piece of meat. I don't know anything about this piece of meat. There's no chazaka. So over there we say Eidach Nami Bisurim. But over here there's a chazaka. And either Havi or Ve'Havi Dovah Shneba Erva. And we'll go with the first nusach that we spoke at. It's also Dovah Shneba Erva. Ve'im Dovah Shneba Erva Pachos Mi Beis. L'chura, what do you mean Eidach Nami Bisurim? First of all, there's a chazaka over here. There's never Eidach Nami Bisurim when there's a chazaka. And number two, this is not even Eidach Nami Bisurim. This is a question of Dovash Be'erva, Ve'im Dovash Ever Pachas Mishnayim, and for the Gemara. Bedin hu de Bekiyim Shtaris Namad Loi Libay. And for the Gemara, it's true. This Shliach HaMevi Get Medina Sayam is essentially doing Kiyim Shtaris when he says Befanai Nechtav U Befanai Nechtav. But the whole Kiyim Shtaris, Zok the Gemara, is really a Chumrah. Kiyim Shtaris is a Din de Rabbanon. Why not? Why is it a din derabanan? Because Reish Lakish. It's based on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, we're really getting into it now. Edom achsumen al ashtar, nasu kemisha nechkira, edusim ebezim. When Edom sign on ashtar, it's the equivalent of these Edom standing in court, being cross-examined, and literally coming out clean that this Edom is a kosher Edom. Now, if Edom are nechkira, edusim ebezim, there's nothing else you have to do. Nobody can override Edom that were nechkere edusim ebezim. If that's the case, why is there a halacha of kiyum shtaris? Why is there a halacha when it comes to dinei mamonos, you can't even collect money with a shtar unless you have kiyum shtaris? Why is the halacha that if you have a shtar, let's say like a get, then the husband or somebody would be ma'ari, you would have to do kiyum shtaris? What's this whole kiyum shtaris about? For rabbanon hu da'atzrach, it's all in the rabbanon. You're dealing with a situation where a man and a woman are on two opposite ends of the world, and we don't want this woman to be trapped. And as a result, we say that this kiyum shtaris, which we're going to be mechayev, but it's only going to be midrabanon, and therefore neid echad is going to be believed. So again, really, you shouldn't have to have anything, because a husband, or anybody for that matter, should not ever be able to be ma'arer on a shtar, because it's nasa kemisha nechkere edusim bebezdin. So preempting a get, because maybe the husband's going to be ma'arer at some point, let's do a kiyum shtaris. What are you worried about? What's kiyum shtaris about? You have two edim signed on a shtar. As a result, you have everything that you need. Oh, the teretz is midrabanan. Oh, the whole thing is a midrabanan. No, mishumi guna, akilu be'rabanan. And by the way, the rabbanan probably would have preferred that there be two edim. All kim shtaris is with two edim. And this is davar shem ve'erva. For sure, they would have wanted that there should be two edim. But there's a reason not to want two edim. Because of iguna zokti gemara. Hai kulu, is this really kulu? Chumru, it's a chumru. Di matzuch leitrei. Di osi ba'al ma'aru pasle. Because if you're going to have two edim, then the husband won't be able to be ma'aru at a later date. Chad osi ba'al ma'aru pasle. You're going to say it's kosher with one. Then the husband's going to be ma'aru. Then you're going to end up having a problem. So the Gemara says the same teretz. Keep it. I'm aware of the name. Be that we said that when the shliach says b'fanei nechta, we can't just say it in a vacuum, but he has to say it in front of people. In front of how many? Machloikas. Chadam once b'fanei shnayim, v'chadam b'fanei gimel. But the point is, you have to say it in front of people. Therefore, mi'karim meidik dayik. We assume that this shliach did his research. He was a meidik dayik. V'liyasi l'ruy nashi, because he doesn't want to set himself up to look bad in the future, and it's for that reason that the Gemara says that we can trust the Eid Echad, even though essentially what the Eid Echad is doing is Kiyum Shtaris, and Kiyum Shtaris ordinarily would require to aid him, certainly in a situation where it's going Keneged HaChazakah, and there's a question of Dabash of the Erva, but Mishim Uguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon, compounded with the fact of, again, there's a Svara of Medek Dayek, over here, even an Eid Echad is going to be believed. Either way, we return to the original discussion. And that is, why do we say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav? Why is a shliach that brings a guy from Dinas Hayom have to say those words? Rabba said l'fi she'in b'kin l'shma. Rabba said l'fi she'in edem etzuyim l'kaimim. Zok to Gemara. V'rava my time l'yama k'rab. Why did Rabba like his pshat more than Rabba's pshat? Amalcha, Rabba's going to tell you, very simple. I think the reason that we would all say. Because according to Rabba, b'fanei nechtav is all about lishma. If that's the case, it's ikr chasim and asefer. You didn't say a word about lishma. Mik tani b'fanei nechtav lishma, b'fanei nechtav lishma. You didn't say the word lishma. If b'fanei nechtav is about lishma, then say lishma. Now we know the answer. We spoke out the Rashi yesterday and today. After the shliach says b'fanei nechtav, we say, was it lishma? And he says, yeah, okay. But the words of the Mishnah don't say that. The words say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. And if that's the case, it doesn't say a word about lishma. It doesn't say a word about lishma. It doesn't sound like what's going on over here is lishma. So, k'mar v'rabba, okay, rabba, the ball's in your court. How are you going to defend this position? Meaning, why didn't it say the word lishma? Or better, just say b'fanei nechtav lishma already, if that's what this is all about. Tomorrow said, b'din with the listening hachi. Really, the takana should have been b'fanei nechtav lishma, b'fanei nechtav lishma. El, but imafshas leiti bura, we're afraid that if we're going to give the shliach too many words, right? Three words to say. Osi lemigzaya, he may mess up one of the three words. So if you tell a person he has to say two words, that he can get right. Three words already, it starts getting a little bit semish. So we're afraid that he may end up missing one of the words, and that was the concern. The Gemara says, Hashtanami osi lemigzaya. If you're worried that he's going to mess up three words, shouldn't you be worried he's going to mess up two words as well? No. Chodim itlas goz, chodim itarti lo goz. If you tell a person he has to say three words, there's a possibility he's going to leave out the third. You tell him two words, then already we're not so concerned. So if the takana would have been to say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, then if he wouldn't say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, he would have not fulfilled the takana, which would have impacted the kashrus of this get. So what we did was, is we were smart. We said, just say b'fanei nechtav. He'll for sure get those words right. And once he says the words b'fanei nechtav, we'll follow up and say, oh, by the way, was it l'shma? We'll say yes, and we'll end up in the same place. So you're right, the takana should have been b'fanai nachtav l'shma, because that's the punchline. And therefore, it would have been more glad that that be the nusach of the takana. But we were a little bit concerned he wouldn't have gotten it. He would have just said b'fanai nechtav, we would have never said the word l'shma, and that would be a problem. Because if a shliach brings again, doesn't say b'fanai nechtav, the get sign of kasher get. We'll see more about that in the coming daffin as well. But the point is we don't want to impact the kashrus of the get. So just say b'fanai nechtav, he'll get it, and Besdin will take over from there. We'll ask the follow-up question. Everything's going to be okay. Now, you can ask me a question. We don't want him to have to say more than two words. Therefore, he says what? B'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. So that's easy math. That's four words. What's the pshat? So if you tell me we don't want him to say six words or five words, I hear. But you tell me you don't have to say three words. And what's he saying? He's saying four words. So the teretz is that b'fanai nechtav is viewed as being one memra, and b'fanai nechtam is viewed as being a second memra. We look at them as two individual things. So within one memra, one verse, one piskum that you ask a person to say, you don't want it to get too wordy. So leave it two words. Don't make him say three words. But to tell him to say two things, each of which is made up of two words, that's already not the end of the world. Splitting hairs here, Shtekel, but that's what Rabbi said. You can see why Rabbi didn't like this, but that's what Rabbi said, and regardless. So you're right. The punchline is b'fanai nechtav l'shma, b'fanai nechtam l'shma. The reason that wasn't the takana is because we thought it actually wouldn't end up working. So if you want for Rabbi, my time will be Rabbi. Rabbi, who says that the reason say b'fanai nechtav is b'fishay l'kim l'shma. Why didn't learn like Rabbi? Maybe this is kim shtaris. It's based on the b'fishay in edem etzurim l'kaim amalacha. Rabbi's going to tell you because imkain if pshat. In the whole takana b'fanei nechtav is kiyum shtaris. What's the kasha? It's a bomb kasha. Nisni b'fanei nechtam v'sulay. B'fanei nechtav l'amali. Why are we even talking about b'fanei nechtav? Why do we care about the ksivas again? If this is kiyum shtaris, that's all this is. This is kiyum shtaris, where an eid echad is going to believe, or, although ordinarily an eid echad wouldn't be believed, mishum iguna kilu be'rabana. Okay, if that's what's happening over here, so why are you talking about the b'fanei nechtav? All you should be talking about is the b'fanei nechtav. Oh, shma mina must be b'ina l'shma. This is all about l'shma. And if it's about l'shma, then we understand why we're talking about the b'fanei nechtav. Zok demar v'rava. Okay, Rava. How are you going to defend this? If this is only kiyum shtaris, so all we care about is the chasimos. So you care about the b'fanei nechtam. Why are you talking about the ksivas aged? Zakhs Rava, but then with the listening hachi. Really, it should have said only b'fanei nechtam. We shouldn't have mentioned b'fanei nechtam. Elad imkein, we were concerned that if all the shliach would say is b'fanei nechtam, asi lechlufi b'kiyum shtaris ta'am b'beit echad. We would think that kiyum shtaris is always kasha b'beit echad. This is kiyum shtaris, but we're disguising it. We don't want it to look like kiyum shtaris. Why? For the Amaratzim. We don't want people to think that this is a Kiyum Shtaris, because this is a Mechudesh to a Kiyum Shtaris. It's a Kiyum Shtaris that's happening with an Eid Echad. And we don't want people to think that you can do a Kiyum Shtaris with an Eid Echad. So what we do is we throw in a decoy. B'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Oh, this is not Kiyum Shtaris, because it was Kiyum Shtaris. Rabbis Kasha. Why are you talking about b'fanei nechta? So like this, no one's going to ever confuse it. Zok de Gemara. Rabbi's going to respond to you, me dummy. Why are you concerned that people would ever confuse this with kiyum shtaris? Number one, hasam yadinan hacha b'fanei. The nusach is not a kiyum shtaris to get nusach. If an aide walks into Beis Din and testifies about a shtar, the signatures on the shtar, that they're good signatures, the lashon that he would use is yadinan. We, right, it's two aidim. We know that these signatures are legit signatures. What does the shliach who brings the get from Dina Sayam say? B'fanei. It's not the same word. And being that's not the same word, it already is not so much kiyum shtaris. Additionally, hasam isha lo mehemna, hacha isha mehemna. A woman is pasul le'edos when it comes to kiyum shtaris. But a woman could be a shliach lahilacha to bring a get, and she has an amonis to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And additionally, hasam baldover lo mehemna, hacha baldover mehemna. That's pasha that a baldover, someone that's in a gay baldover in a court case, would not be believed when it comes to kiyum shtaris. But when it comes to b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, the woman herself could say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. Now, how is it that ever negeya that the woman herself, the woman that's going to get divorced, would be saying b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav? The case is where a man divorces his wife, gives his wife the get, but tells her, "I want you to be the shliach lahilacha for your own get." The case is where he tells her, "I'm giving you the get, but I don't want the get to be chal right now. I want it to be chal when you get to makom pleni, for example." So the way we look at it in Lamdas is that she is a shliach lahilacha until she gets to Makom Pliny. When she gets to Makom Pliny, that's when the gerushin is going to go in effect. Again, these are all sugyas later, but the halacha is that if a man were to do this, and it's going from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, she herself, the woman of Iskareshes, would have to say, Befanai Nechtav, Ubefanai Nechtav. But the bottom line is you can't tell me you're going to confuse this with Kiyam Shtaris. Well, this is not Kiyam Shtaris. Number one, the wording is different. And number two, just look at these basic halachas. A woman can't do Kiyam Shtaris. She could say, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. And even the Baal Dover, who can't do Kiyam Shtaris, could say, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. Therefore, I don't think you would confuse it. I'm not sure why you say Befanai Nechtav. And if you say b'fanai nechtav, that's a raya that this is not kiyam shtaris, but that's why I didn't learn like you. But Rava, okay, Rava, how are you going to explain yourself? Meaning, Rava, who learns that b'fanai nechtav is kiyam shtaris, what was the kasha? Why are you saying b'fanai nechtav? What was Rava's teretz? Because we don't want it to look like kiyam shtaris. What was Rava's kasha? Anyways, it doesn't look like kiyam shtaris. Rava's going to tell you that, atnu hacha ki amri adinon miloy mehemni. It's true the Ikra Takana was b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. And usually the way you do Kiyam Shtaris is Edom would walk into Bezin and would say Yoideyani or Yadinon, right? That's usually the way it would play itself out. But does it have to be that way? No, it doesn't have to be that way. And being that it doesn't have to be that way, the Kivan Dechi Amri, meaning, what would be if the Shliach, instead of saying b'fanai nechtav, would say Yoideyani? You would be believed. And the Kivan Dechi Amri, Yadinon mehemni, being that if he would say Yadinon, he would be believed. Asi lechlufi bekiyum shtaris da alma beidecha. There is a concern that we may confuse it with kiyum shtaris da alma. Meaning, Rabba had three tainas on Rava. Rava said that really the whole yisoid of b'fanai nechtav is kiyum shtaris. Why then are you saying b'fanai nechtav? You're saying b'fanai nechtav not to confuse it with kiyum shtaris da alma. Rabba had three problems with that. Number one, you're not going to confuse it with Kiyam Shtaris with Alma because the wording is different. Here you're saying B'fanai, and there you're saying Yadinon. Number two, a woman is not believed here, is believed here. And number three, the Baal Dover is not believed here, and the Baal Dover is believed here. Zogt Rava, as it relates to the first question, that the language is different. Yeah, in the Mishnayos, the language is different. But you think of a Shliach, we bring a get from Dina Sayyam, and he would say, Yodeyani, that this get was written B'fanai, or whatever the nusach would be, that it wouldn't be kosher. Of course it would be kosher. And being that he would say it, it would be okay. And then already is talking the sprach of Kiyam Shtaris. But if he would walk in and do a regular Kiyam Shtaris, which according to Rava is what b'fanai nechtav is, of course it would be okay. Therefore, asi lachluf b'kiyam shtaris tam lebeidecha, and it's for that reason he was worried and he said, you have to say b'fanai nechtav. Now, Rava asked three kashas on Rava, and Rava answered the first. He wasn't gairus the other two. So if you look at Taisvis, again, the small Taisvis, the second to last Taisvis on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Kivan, the Ilu, Amri Yadana, Vechulu, the Kushya, the Isha, Ubaldover, Leichosh, the Taritz, as it relates to the other two questions, Rava didn't even bother answering them. The Loish Shchiach, the Maisu, Gita, it's not Shchiach that this would ever happen, Vechim Maisi, Eik Kosher, Asi Lechluf. He was only worried about a situation where there's a regular Eik Kosher. But you're going to make now a Gansa Maisa and a Takana because of an Isha and there, that's not something he's. That's Loish Shchiach already. Meaning, I'm worried that if an Eid Kosher is going to walk in and he's going to only say B'fanai Nechtam, people will confuse it with Kiyam Shtaris Da'alma. You're going to tell me, no one's going to confuse it because they're going to know that an Isha could also do it. That maybe they never saw an Isha do it. That's a Milsud Loy Shchicha. And as a result, Rava didn't think that was even a Kasha that he had to answer. The only Kasha he felt that he had to answer is if the Nusach is different, no one's going to ever confuse it with Kiyam Shtaris Da'alma. But as it relates to the other Kashas, that has nothing to do with the concern that we would have in front of us right now. And as a result, that was Rava's explanation, and we'll stop here.